coming up.
They were looking specifically into a structure that seems to be an abandoned shack, but evidence says that there had been some burned out material in the shack and that they were digging in there.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
I think it's been something that never got an answer. You know, we thought that it would be quick and there would be, Tracy would come home, and it was just a disappearance. So it will be a relief for the whole community.
For 33 years, a community in Pennsylvania has been haunted by the disappearance of 17-year-old Tracy Crow.
Officials say she was going to visit her sister and brother-in-law at Alex Acres Trailer Park just off of Route 147 in Halifax, but no one was home. Instead, Crow dropped off a barbecue grill and some grocery store coupons on the front steps. That was the last time anyone reported seeing her.
It's a case that's remained active over the years, leading up to this past March, when investigators were seen using excavation equipment on a property just 10 miles from where Crow was last seen.
Police continue the investigation at a property in Dauphin County, possibly linked to the 1989 disappearance of Tracy Crow.
And it's not the first time investigators have been out at that very property.
Police last came back in the summer of 2019 when they searched for the body of Tracy Crow using cadaver dogs and digging equipment.
So what are you digging for? They thought maybe the remains of Tracy Crow might be there. Well, they said you can dig all you want, but you ain't gonna find nothing.
Harry Lee, reporter with Fox 43 in York, Pennsylvania. You've been reporting on some updates related to the 1989 disappearance of a 17-year-old named Tracy Crow. Let's start with this. What can you tell us about Tracy Crow prior to her disappearance in 1989?
She's been described as shy, a studious teenager. She did not have any enemies. She was about to be a senior at Halifax High School, and the principal there described her as an extremely responsible student, and she was on the National Honor Society, and she was a yearbook editor. She was a member of the Future Business Leaders of America. By all accounts, she was a very studious person.
So she was last seen, as I mentioned, 33 years ago on August 5th of 1989. Walk us through her day that day.
So Tracy had last been at the Alex Acres Trailer Park in Halifax at night, and this was on August 5th, 1989. She had been trying to visit her 20-year-old sister who lived there with her brother-in-law, and they weren't home. She was dropping off a barbecue grill and some grocery store coupons. She left it there when she could not find them. She wasn't reported missing until the next day because her parents thought she had spent the night at her sister's house like she did often. And so it wasn't until the next morning that they realized that she wasn't there.
This trailer park where Tracy's sister and brother-in-law lived, it's about 7 miles away from Tracy's home in Millersburg, Pennsylvania. So we're talking about maybe a 10-minute drive. Do we know of any stops that Tracy would have made on her way back home?
Yes. So she was seen earlier that night in the town square in Millersburg. She was seen sitting on the steps of a store across the street from the square. And officials say she was also seen using a public phone. She may have been there to see her boyfriend because his parents lived close to that square.
And so is that point, that sighting, is that the last time Tracy was seen alive?
That is the last time Tracy was seen, and no evidence was found until, well, the next day her car was found. It was a blue-striped white 1971 Mercury Comet, and that was found at the town square in Millersburg. There was no evidence that it had been broken into. Her wallet wasn't inside, so it seems that she got out of her car and went missing after that. But we didn't find any more evidence for another 4 years.
What is it that investigators find at that point 4 years later?
So fast forward 4 years, and parts of her wallet, including her driver's license and National Honor Society card, were found in December 1993. Now, they were found in an area along Wiconisco Creek, which is about 9 miles east of both Millersburg and Halifax, where her sister lived.
What else can you tell us about what the investigation into Tracy Crow's disappearance has looked like over the years? What leads have investigators looked into, at least as far as we know?
Several people related to this case have been or are in jail, but none for Crow's disappearance or murder. So police have been searching the area for years, including multiple properties. And right now we have two people who have served time in jail for perjury charges related to this case. So back in 2016, police were searching the home of someone named Matthew Webster. In 2018, a woman named Holly Mallett told police that Webster had visited her the week that his home was searched and admitted he was involved in Crow's murder. And he allegedly told her, quote, it was supposed to be just a rape and done, but then it turned out to be a lot more than that. Mallett later told Matthew Webster that police coerced her into that statement. She told him that while she was on a wiretapped call in which the two were discussing what she should tell the grand jury. When Webster went in front of that grand jury, he falsely said that he did not have that phone call. So police had the evidence that he did, and he was charged with perjury. He was arrested in August 2019 and released for time served just a few months later. Holly Mallett also later pleaded guilty to perjury and ended up serving just over a year in jail. She was released in February 2021. Meanwhile, the search for Crow has spanned years and miles. Officials said a tip brought them to the property of Mark Warfel in Jackson Township in July 2019. Warfel used to run an auto body shop there, but told us back then he hadn't used it in 20 years. His connection to Tracy Crow, he worked with her father years ago.
And I said, what are you digging for? They thought maybe the remains of Tracy Crow might be there. Well, I said, you can dig all you want, but you ain't gonna find nothing.
Are you familiar with the Tracy Crow case?
I'm familiar with the family, they're right from over here.
87-year-old Mark Warfel, who owns the Jackson Township home, says police approached him this week. Why do you think they had an interest in searching your property specifically?
You know, that's funny. And I said, why me? Well, they said, they told me who it was, and I won't mention her name. I just call her, oh my God, Squirrely Shirley.
He says it's been nearly 20 years since he has used the property.
I used it when I fixed cars over there. I was in an auto body shop there, but then I retired.
While Warfel says he worked with Crow's father years ago, he has nothing to hide. What do you remember about Tracy Crow? Did you know her?
Oh, yeah, I knew her. Just a little girl. That's all I knew about her. One of Ivan's children.
You have nothing to do with this at all?
Nothing at all. They can dig or hunt or do whatever they want to. I had nothing to do with it.
At the time, he said he had nothing to do with it and didn't mind the police searching the property with excavation equipment and cadaver dogs. He was arrested a few months later, in September, on a completely unrelated charge. He's accused of repeatedly harassing, threatening, and breaking into the home of a woman in Halifax Township. And he's been in jail since then for about 3 years. Now, we should say that the Dauphin County District Attorney has never publicly named him as a suspect in Crow's disappearance.
And the most recent news here then is that investigators were back out at this man's property in Jackson Township at Mark Warfel's property. Tell us about those latest search efforts.
They were seen as recently as early April. They had excavation equipment, and they were looking specifically into a structure that seems to be an abandoned shack. But evidence says that there had been some burned out material in the shack and that they were digging in there. We weren't able to talk to Mark Warfel again as he remains in jail. Now, his case has been delayed multiple times. He actually had a competency evaluation finding that he is not competent for trial. And so his trial is on hold while he awaits another competency evaluation from the state. But he hasn't faced any charges related to this while they're still searching his property. We did talk to the Dauphin County District Attorney, and he could not confirm that the work was related to the Tracy Crow case. But evidence suggests that it is. There's no other reason why they would have excavation equipment there. So it seems that the case is active and ongoing 33 years after Tracy Crow's disappearance.
Going back to sort of the confusing series of events you laid out involving these two other individuals, Holly Mallett and Matthew Webster, that ended with both of them sentenced for perjury, do we know if at the end of all that, Matthew Webster was still being investigated or where exactly that landed?
Well, it's kind of unclear. The district attorney refused to call him a suspect and said he couldn't further discuss the case because of the ongoing investigation. And they have no prediction on how long it will take to solve the case.
As of today, do investigators consider this to be a missing persons case, a homicide case, something else? Have they clarified that?
They have. At this point, there's no hope that Tracy's coming home. And so they say that it is a kidnapping and a homicide case.
But as of today, her body has never been found.
That's right. And it's really been a pull on the community. It's a very small community in Halifax, and nearly everyone who was around at the time knew Tracy or knew her family or knew of them. And they really just want closure on this. They want it to be done. It's been dragging out over 3 decades.
And it seems like, at least for large parts of those 3 decades, it's been pretty active, that this is not a cold case. What do investigators think it might take to finally solve it?
I think they just have to keep digging. Until they find a body, it's going to be very difficult to prove a case against anyone. They just don't have that much evidence.
Perry Lee with Fox 43 in York, Pennsylvania. Thanks for sharing the story.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following us wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for more podcasts to listen to, you can head over to voltstudios.com for a full list of our shows that includes our weekly podcast, True Crime Chronicles. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Volt Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.